Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rockin' and Teresa Show, our last day in Mexico.
That's right. We are here at the El Dorado Seaside Suites. We've been here all week long with a group over 50 people here. We had Adam and Sarah's wedding. I had a gallbladder mishap. So many exciting things going on. Big thanks to Jay French at Ultimate Vacations, U.Vacations. He always does such a good job. He planned us. We had a foam party. We've had all these like special dinners. We're going to have a goodbye dinner tonight. He really makes sure that we have lots of fun events that we can either go to if we want, or you know, you can just stay away from the group, whatever. You can do whatever you want.
He does do a good job. In fact, when we got here this morning for our live broadcast here, I said, book me for spring break to Mexico.
Right. That's
I'm
right.
Coming back by myself. Like I always travel by myself.
We're going to find you a Mexican bride one of these days.
Yeah, we are.
Now, we've waited all week long. We've saved the best for last. As you know, we have a regular on the Rocket and Teresa show. She loves to call in and be a part of the show, and she came on this trip with her wonderful husband, Dolores.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi, her signature line. Hi, everybody. Dolores, what have you thought about this week? Have you enjoyed yourself?
Very much so. I'm not that able-bodied, but that doesn't mean I didn't have a damn good time. Did a lot of drinking, did a lot of eating, a lot of carousing and everything. It's wonderful.
I think I saw you and your husband at the foam party yesterday. Am I right?
Yes, it was wonderful. I had so much fun. What was hysterical about the whole thing, I got my issues or everything. I won't bore anybody. But I've been dealing with this pain across the side of my head. So I'm talking to a nice gentleman. Would you know the damn beach ball found that side of my head.
Oh my God.
It's a perfect storm kind of thing. But I didn't get upset. I didn't get upset.
Your husband and I were talking about this last night. And by the way, he adores you.
I know he does. I'm madly in love with him.
Oh, you have a good one. Well, Dolores, we've had a really good time getting to know you this week, and it's been such a pleasure meeting you in person.
I loved hanging out with everybody, and you know how I am with celebrities. I don't want to bother you.
You're not bothering us at all. But now whenever you call, we can put a face with the voice.
Exactly.
All right, let's get into our trending topics. Brought to you by Hardee's Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit, loaded with bacon, eggs, and cheese on a buttery made-from-scratch biscuit. Stop and get one for $1.69 now at Hardee's. All right, so Kansas City did not make Amazon's list of finalists for their second U.S. headquarters. Kansas City was one of hundreds who put in bids for the project. Amazon did not give this a reason why we're not going to make it, but there are 20 cities included in the list of finalists. I would like to be able to say that I'm going to boycott Amazon, but that would be a huge lie.
No way.
I don't think I can live without
it.
No way. Sorry. But Kansas City could be chosen to host the Division I Women's Basketball Final Four. The NCAA says that Kansas City is on the list, along with Cleveland, Indianapolis, Nashville, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Minneapolis.
Breaking news. I'm getting all kinds of posts on my Facebook. Did Dolores just cuss on air?
We beeped it.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
We have a delay. It's fine. Okay.
Totally fine, Dolores. We've all been there.
Yeah.
A TV production crew is facing charges after trying to get a fake bomb through security at New Jersey's Newark Airport. It was a stunt meant to generate a news story, but instead, of course, the seven people involved became the story when they were stopped by TSA agents yesterday with a carry-on bag that contained wires and parts of a vacuum cleaner. The suspects claimed they were working for CNBC, but they were not. The group, including those videotaping and hoping to catch a security breach, work for an outside production company that shot The Biggest Loser. They've worked on other TV shows that you're familiar with. All seven could be ordered to pay hefty fines for creating a false alarm and interfering with transportation.
That's crazy. Remember that one time that guy that came to Mexico and had his taser go through the security system?
Yeah.
I don't know who that was.
And then he got to Mexico and he freaked out so bad that he threw it away because he didn't want to get caught going back with it.
Hello!
I'm pretty sure that was the same trip where somehow those security ink things on bathing suits, remember, years got through and you were in the pool with the security.
Oh, yes, the tag was still on my swimsuit.
That would happen to you, though.
A new study suggests just breathing can spread the flu virus. Researchers at San Jose State University and the University of California, Berkeley say you could catch the flu just by breathing the air of an infected person. According to researchers, influenza can be detected in a person's breath.
Teresa, did you see that story that was in the Kansas City Star this morning? Missouri is the number one worst state, the most cases of the flu, with Kansas in a close second.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it when we're number one and number two. Yay! Great.
It's wonderful. There's this app called Smart Thermometer where people, they can work with a thermometer, put in their symptoms, figure out what they have, and it's up to date, real time, where all these sicknesses are versus the CDC, which is like a month in the past.
Right.
So good job, us.
Yay. We're winners. And today is National Popcorn Day, everybody. According to a recent survey, 92% of us enjoy popcorn, or at least don't hate it. So the most popular popcorn flavors, you guys tell me if you agree.
Okay. Go.
Number one, no surprise. Classic butter and salt, right?
No. Only if it's hot, not if it's in the variety
right.
pack.
Mm. And do we all agree that movie popcorn is the best?
Yes, absolutely.
Totally. Number two, white cheddar.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Caramel corn came in number three.
That's my favorite.
Now,
that's
if
it.
I had to pick, I actually like number four is kettle corn.
That is good.
As Sarah just gave me a point, she's confirming. Women were 30% more likely to say that they liked kettle corn more than men.
You said corn.
Yes, I did. See you tomorrow. Number five, regular cheddar. A lot of people like cheddar.
Okay.
So if you combine that with white cheddar, then, you know, of course, that makes it higher up on the list. Number six, favorite popcorn for National Popcorn Day, garlic.
Ooh. I've never had that.
No.
Number seven, turtle popcorn. That's the one where you put like M&Ms.
Oh, delicious.
Or you cover it in chocolate or something like that.
I like that.
Number eight. Plain.
Okay.
That's super boring. Don't like that one at
all. Right here.
Number nine, red velvet. I've never had red velvet
popcorn.
Me either.
I like red velvet anything.
I've seen the ones that are red, but it's a cinnamon taste.
And they're disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like those.
They should not
like
be
red
popcorn.
Yep.
Ew.
And then finally, on National Popcorn Day, the number 10 most popular popcorn flavor is zebra. It's kind of like turtle popcorn, but it has chocolate and white chocolate drizzled on top.
Perfecto.